Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Hello and welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr, along with Damian Sassauer. My man Rich Truman is off, but you know what that means. If I made the Rich Truman reference, it means it is a fantasy football podcast. Damian, my goodness, week 16. Now it's for real, folks. You either are in the playoffs or you're not, or you've already been eliminated and you're moving on to the next round.
Yeah, and we can't not talk about the elephant in the room, Jalen Hurts' status for this weekend. Now, we have a lot of games on Saturday. I think we have more games on Saturday than Sunday, Mr. Barr. But, I mean, that Jalen Hurts, I mean, if he doesn't play, the reverberations to players like Devontae Smith, AJ Brown, Miles Sanders, the list goes on and on. I mean, so trying to manage around that when admittedly the waiver wire is weak, you know, there's really nothing out there. I mean, it's going to be a testament to those players who have been riding Jalen all year long. If they can get through this next week of playoff games.
Now they're being very delicate. You know, they're saying, well, he heals quickly, but I feel a Gardner Minshew moment coming on, Damian.
Right. And you would almost hope that they would come right out and say, you know, this is what we're doing. You know, he's not playing, you know, move on, or he is, and you know, or we're going to whatever, but it's just the ambiguity around it, Michael. It makes it very, very difficult. And you're absolutely right. You're going to be looking at Gardner Minshew. You're going to be looking at Brock Purdy maybe, but he may not even play. I mean, you're looking at Zach Wilson of the New York Jets. There's just not a lot out there.
Oh, you know what? There's some names out there where I'm like, oh my goodness, that you just didn't think it was going to happen. But, you know, a lot of people got hurt. Think about it. I mean, it's like, you know, if you had Jonathan Taylor, that's it. Season's over. Of course, we don't want anybody, you know, to get hurt and like that. But now you got to go and start, you know, rooting around and see what I can find, you know, what else is out there for the Indianapolis Colts.
Right. Well, exactly. You're going to be looking at those running backs. Jonathan Taylor is now out for the season, right? So you're going to be looking at Deion Jackson. I forget the name of the other chap, but, you know, there are two out there that are going to be probably splitting time. But it's going to be really, really tough. There's really slim pickings on the waiver wire. Maybe you can find at the receiver position some people like Elijah Moore. But, I mean, you know, Marquise Goodwin, perhaps, you know, Cortland Sutton, if somebody actually dropped him. But even he's injured. It's just going to be a very, very challenging waiver wire. But, hey, if you made it this far, Michael, you really shouldn't be looking to the waiver wire to get any better here. I mean, this is the playoffs.
Well, it's not. You're right. It's not going to get any better out there, folks. I mean, this is it. You know, it's like the old Homer Simpson buying an RV, you know, with the weed growing out of it. This is it for you. This is the best you're going to get because there's not much out there. I mean, you could maybe stream some defenses, but other than that, that's pretty much about it. I mean, I'm really not sure what you can do to improve your team, except now pay attention because we got a weather system that's coming across the nation and it will be cold. And what that means is all of these, you know, there's not a lot of high scoring games out there. You know, I see a lot of over and unders that are in the high 30s, and which is low for football. So that means you're going to have to play that into the factor also. But, you know, there are teams out there. There's still some high-scoring games if you look to pick yourself
Seahawks
around.
Chiefs.
Seahawks Chiefs, that's out there.
Seahawks Chiefs, Saturday at 1 o'clock. Seahawks Chiefs, you got to look for Geno Smith to bounce back a little bit there. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, that should be the one if you've got players involved that you're going to be looking to. I mean, look, there's going to be some other games out there, certainly, but I agree with you. I mean, this is the kind of week where you really got to look at defenses and which defenses are, you know, really going to stand out in what you're saying is right. I mean, I don't even think it's going to, it's like a windstorm that's coming through, Mike.
Yeah.
So kickers too. I mean, you know, but perhaps, you know, it's going to be something like a Commanders 49ers, you know, kind of game, you know, where if you have the right defense, you know, they have a 49ers defense, for example, you know, you can get something out of them, or Bengals Patriots. I mean, you know, that's going to be a tough one. So you look, I mean, it's going to be very difficult if you're playing along the East Coast, certainly this weekend.
See, I got a theory. I got a theory, and you hit the nail on the head, because it's going to be very windy in some. I mean, they're talking almost like 50 mile per hour winds in some areas. So what that means is for a quarterback, might be a lot of dump offs. And what that means to me is a lot of running back play, man. They could get this.
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty good. Maybe some short screen passes or anything like that. I think that's what you're going to see. You know, the long ball, unless you're in a dome or something like that, I don't
right
see that
on.
Happening.
Nah, Bucs Cardinals stands out, right? That's another, you know, Tampa Bay defense, you know. I mean, so you're right. I mean, but look, I mean, some of these games, you know, like Raiders Steelers, you know, in Pittsburgh, right? Like Packers Dolphins in Miami, yeah. You know, you know, again, I said Bengals Patriots in New England. I mean, you really got to be careful. You have to be mindful of your skill position players if you're starting them in those locations.
And you got to be careful also if you got a team that's pretty much out of it. You know, it's and you got a team that's way. And I think of that Bills Bears game. You know, the Bills, as we're recording this, they're 11-3. The Bears are 3-11. Bears are not going to make the playoffs, but. You know, it's like, you know, do they still, which brings back the quarterback situation. Are they still going to, the Bears going to bring him out there? And, you know, are we going to see some new players? Let's see what we got on the bench. And for that matter, are we going to see the same thing for the Bills?
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
So now, you know, look, I think we have to shift gears here. You know, we have to give credit where credit's due to all our audience, you know, our loyal audience who's been listening to us all year long. Both Michael Barr and Rich Truman have advanced to the second round of the playoffs. And from what I'm seeing here, the two teams are playing each other this week. And now, for those that recall, there was a big trade that went on in the middle of the year. You know, Mr. Barr traded Joe Burrow to Rich Truman, and you know, Joe Burrow will be starting against him in a revenge game of sorts. But Michael, I mean, I'm looking at your team here and talk about the zero running back. I mean, you have Travis Etienne. Okay, that's fine. But I mean, for all our audience, here's a man who Justin Jefferson and Travis Kelce, it's amazing. They have carried you to the promised land. I mean, you know, it's amazing, you know, that I'm talking about the wide receiver and tight end positions, you know, classically two positions that really, you know, have paled in comparison to quarterback and running back, but they have absolutely carried you to the promised land this year. And look, I mean, Jefferson against the Giants, you know, at home, right? And I believe, and Kelce, again, at home against Seattle. Yeah. You know, I mean, we may have the makings of some more magic.
Well, that's something you're so nice. That's something that, you know, and by the way, it is Seahawks. They play the Chiefs at Arrowhead. And that's something that in all of my DNA in drafting for all the years that I've done this, I have never started out getting a tight end early. But there was Travis Kelce. It's like, okay, I'll take him. And then, you know, I should have stuck with Joe Burrow. I mean, I should have kept him, but, you know.
Well, I mean, Travis Kelce is without question in fantasy in the 2022-23 season. If there was a statistic called wins above replacement, meaning at that position, there is no comparison. He is head and he is a different constellation compared to the, you know, the Mark Andrews and the George Kittles and, you know, the TJ Hawkinsons of the world. I mean, he's just on a, he's operating on a different planet. So kudos to you. I mean, he's really been the standout performer, but most people who picked him, you're absolutely right, had to pick him very early, first or second round. And, you know, they've been paying the price for it. So, you know, kudos to you. Let's see what happens this weekend for our audience. Rich Truman's got a bit of a he's got Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb. He's got DeAndre Hopkins, AJ Brown. He's got a ton of firepower there, and Joe Burrow a quarterback. So, you know, we'll see. But yeah, you know, it should be a good matchup.
Gino, I need for you to show up if you're when you play the Chiefs, man. give Kelsey some firepower, baby. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports Podcast, Fantasy Sports Edition. We miss you, Rich Truman. We'll see you next week. By the way, you can catch this podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday as we download them all on the show here. Damian Sassauer, you are the man and full of knowledge. Good luck, because by the way, there's still some pick'em leagues out there, and I'm sure people are paying attention, so keep in mind the weather. That is probably the most important thing this weekend. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports Podcast. I'm Michael Barr. You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.